Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hey, it's Karen Nowicki, CEO and President of Phoenix Business Radio X, and we are here clearly outside of the studio today. You can hear that hum and background noise, a lot of fantastic professionals, educators, students. We're all here gathered for the second annual SciTech Institute Innovation Summit, and I should say STEM and Innovation Summit. I say that three times fast. I have the pleasure of doing a few mini interviews with professionals and educators who are rallying around our kiddos in order to really further education towards workforce readiness with, obviously, our science, technology, engineering, and math careers. So with me for this particular segment, I have Matt Levesque.
Correct.
Who is the, yay, I did it, with a therapy supervisor with Excel. And tell us, Matthew, what is Excel?
So Excel is a nonprofit organization. We actually serve individuals strictly with disabilities across the lifespan. So we have a developmental preschool, we have a day program, a day school, an adult day program as well. I strictly work in our school program, so we serve students 5 to 22 years old.
Wow, that's quite the spread. Mm-hmm. And where are you located throughout?
We have a few campuses. We have one by the Metro Center Mall, 35th Avenue in Peoria. We have one in Tempe off of Broadway. We have two satellite campuses, one in Buckeye and one way west in Tonopah. And we actually just opened a brand new school in Saudi Arabia not too long ago. So that's
wow.
Our new venture as well.
That's
so
incredible. And why the summit? Why is Excel here? Why are you here today?
So why I'm here is assistive technology specifically, and utilizing high school students and their STEM skills to help us build assistive technologies. So in the school program that we have, we utilize AT on a daily basis for all our students, so whether it's accessing their curriculum, accessing games, using switches to play with toys. And we rely heavily on that kind of field. And there's a kind of a movement within the maker and AT fields where they're combining together and realizing, hey, these high school kids with these STEM skills can help build AT. And really kind of networking out is why I'm here today, and kind of seeing if we can get more of those high school students or individuals in the STEM, the maker community, to help us build AT for our students.
Love it. And with Matthew and I is Stacy Pasquale. She's the president of AZT. Did I say that right?
Yes, it's AZT.
AZT, I almost had it.
Yes, Arizona Technology in Education Association.
Yeah, so introduce us to AZT.
Yes.
I'll get it.
So I'm actually here on behalf of our Arizona STEM Collaborative, which is a partnership of three organizations, the Arizona Association of Teachers of Mathematics, the Arizona Science Teachers Association, and then ASTE, which is the Arizona Technology and Education Association. And we are actually, ASTE is the Arizona affiliate for ISTE, which is the International Society for Technology and Education. So our partnership has been longstanding, and we really work together to support educators in Arizona in regards to science, math, and technology endeavors. We support through professional development, through advocacy efforts, and so forth. So this is kind of like our mothership here at this event.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. I did not attend last year. This is my first time. You were here last year?
Yes.
Matthew, you too?
First time was last year, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So tell me, what are you seeing that's different this year, and what do we still need more of?
So I'm actually part of a panel discussion on disability inclusion. I know that was a big kind of push by the SciTech Foundation to really include that kind of conversation with individual disabilities, whether it's a certain sensory impairment, visual loss, hearing loss, or students on the spectrum, different individuals that get classified with disabilities. So really talking about including them in the STEM fields and how can they increase their participation. That's the big difference I see this year that's kind of been included. So
I love it. Two close acquaintances of mine come to mind. One is a friend who is the director for Arizona Industries for the Blind, and he's been on our show a couple of times, and we've really talked about that there is no difference in skill set or ability to communicate effectively. There might need to be some apps and sorts of things that help somebody assist, but we need to give these folks an opportunity to succeed and soar in their careers. Another gentleman is somebody who was an intern with me, and he has Asperger's and had never been given an opportunity to do some of the things that he loves when it comes to broadcasting journalism, and he's knocking it out of the park now that he's had an opportunity to work with us.
Right.
So we need to rally around our folks with disabilities and make sure that they are giving those experiences and opportunities to soar.
Correct. Yeah, I think also spreading the awareness, you know, there's a concept called universal design. So designing, you know, museums or organizations that kind of naturally help these individuals kind of access different aspects of it, right? So there's no really limiting factors. Obviously, there's some laws like ADA that kind of make sure that, you know, you have ramps and accessibility features built in, but really understanding the kind of the needs of that population and then kind of building structures and environments that kind of meet their needs naturally versus, you know, including it after the fact.
Yeah, perfect. Stacy, let's go back to my original question. What are you seeing this year that you're enjoying? What do we still need to do? And how? And I have to laugh because we keep hearing this lovely chime. Matt and I are giving each other the look.
Phone
like,
was going off.
Where is the lady with the chime? And can we get her to not rock right now?
Yeah,
so it's a breakout session reminder that I think it's time. Or I think there might even be another keynote. But anyway, if that's what you're hearing in the background, folks, that's what it is. So, Stacy, tell us a little bit about your role as president, and again, why this summit is so important.
Sure. I mean, I think from a STEM education perspective, what we're seeing is there's been a shift, I think, in some of our standards. We have new science standards that have come down the pike. We have new computer science standards that have recently been adopted. And that's really exciting from an educator standpoint. And that's, you know, all three of our organizations, the science teachers, the math teachers, the Technology and Education Association, teachers are, you know, our priority as far as our members. And that's who we really try to advocate for and support through professional development opportunities. And so having a presence here at this type of an event, it really allows us to help kind of connect some of these STEM practices to core curriculum, to instruction. It allows us to have a presence in regards to advocacy. It's so great to see so many students, I think, at these events as well. And that's kind of, you know, students are our North Star. All of our organizations, even though we support educators, the students are really our ultimate stakeholder. And so I think it's so great that we can make those connections and develop the partnerships and networking, you know, meeting everyone here, all the different exhibitors, but really just doing what we can to support teachers, specifically related to some of these new standards and seeing where we've been able to move the needle in recent years regarding different STEM avenues and where the priorities still lie. And so I think that's really exciting. And just hearing some of the conversations around us, it's just a really exciting place to be for all of our organizations.
Love it. You're a nonprofit. Excel is nonprofit.
Correct. Yep.
Where does the funding come from, and how can folks get involved?
Yeah, so we have a private placement school, again, is kind of our main generator of funds, and it's really the district, the public district's led, right? So we get referrals from districts for students that have kind of those complex needs. So a lot of our students that we get in our school have been unsuccessful other places. And at those placements kind of fund, I guess, the revenue for our school. We also utilize the state grant fund, so it's called an empowerment scholarship, as well as just grants and donations as well.
Perfect. For our businesses, since this is Business Radio X, is there a way to get involved that way? Are you
Absolutely.
Ever looking for folks to...
Yep,
to
yep.
Do what?
So we are always looking for either grants or donators. Really the money. The more money we have access to, obviously, the more we can do with our school. We have great projects that are in the works. Usually we have her name's Marge. We have a wonderful grant lady that sits and writes down programs, and we write measurable goals to really kind of reflect, hey, if you donate here, we'll show you how it's being used. Now it makes our students more successful. We have great programs. We have a dog therapy program. We have an aquatics program, recreation. So we do a lot of kind of extracurriculars with our students. And really allowing them to have the access to that is, it kind of depends on the funds that we have. So if you're a business and you want to get involved, right, you can find our information at excel.org and really kind of reach out that way.
ACCEL.org.
Correct.
Great. Thank
Correct.
You so much
of
for
course,
being here.
Of course.
And Stacy, what is a way that businesses can get involved with what y'all are doing?
Yeah, you know, similar to Excel, we are a nonprofit, but we do rely on sponsorships and strategic partnerships in order to help fund some of the professional development opportunities that we can provide for our educator membership. So we have conferences that we put on throughout the year. In fact, our Math Teachers Association has a conference coming up in September, I believe. Let's see. Our Science Teachers Association has a teacher conference in November, and then ASTE, the Technology and Education Association, has a teacher conference in October. We have other events down the line throughout the year, but we're always looking for businesses to strategically partner with us. And depending on the type of event, for example, in the fall, we have kind of our teacher conferences, which is geared more toward your classroom teacher, our educator membership. So any businesses or other nonprofit organizations who want to get in front of that membership, that type of an audience, we would love for them to come. We have different sponsorship opportunities. It's tiered so they can do something as small as just sponsoring at a very small level, or they can, you know, go as big as they would like to and support the organization overall. And then in the spring, we have other member events where we're geared more toward those high-level leaders in the district. So we have a leadership symposium in March, for example. And so any businesses who want to get in front of technology directors or curriculum directors, even superintendents and school-level administrators, those are some events where we can get you in front of that type of an audience. And so we have a lot of different opportunities where businesses can get in front of different types of educator audiences and support our organization and ultimately help us to support those teachers and other educator stakeholders.
And at the end of the day, the kids, like you said, absolutely. Yes. And Stacey, websites for the organizations that you're representing today.
Yeah, so we each have our own individual organizational websites. And so our website, for example, for the Technology and Education Association is just azte.org, and that would be azte.org. Same thing. You can really just Google Math Teachers Association, Science Teachers Association, probably your best way to do it. And then within each of our individual websites, we have links to our partnership sites. Yes.
Good. All right. Thank you both for being here for our speed round today.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on with us.